Hello team, and welcome to another episode of Free Ourselves by Danton, Mr. Macau. By now you probably know I am Danton, the voice behind the podcast, and I'm here. First, I want to say sorry for the in-between spaces. You know, I really promised that I would be recording episodes on consistency, but with the nature of work, and lately I've been working on so many other things, as you understand that life is not based on one single side. Basically, you have to do some things hands-on, and there has been a lot of space in between. Initially, I really wanted this podcast to be broadcasting every week, having a single episode that's on Wednesday, according to my estimation when I was scripting this podcast in its beginning, in our first trailer episode, which was titled The Genesis. I just didn't realize how hard it's going to be multitasking, because I was a student teacher at the same time. I'm also trying to learn a lot of things. I've dedicated myself into this journey of storytelling, tried so much to learn on how I can be a good storyteller, but I hope you guys understand, and I would like to say thank you for your patience. You've been one of the greatest audience I have really received, and I'm here to share my resilience. I mean, when you look at the title of the podcast episode today, you feel that it's driving to a more positive and a better approach, and that is what I've been aiming to do. I've been suffering, passing through a lot of challenges and difficulties in my life. Now, as you know, we were trying to free ourselves, and I started this podcast as a journey to speaking to myself. It has been a journey, and I'm here to actually say how the journey has been. And definitely we are on that spot where resilience is starting to happen, and I promise to invite many people on the show, because I have not been taking this journey on myself, you know, being a sole journey. Rather, we've been having a whole community of listeners, some from the United States, and large of the audience is from Kenya, where I come from, and that is why I clearly always remind you that this is a kid from Africa. Now, if you're new to this podcast, I'd like to tell you Free Ourselves is a podcast that is aimed at basically trying to figure out the way towards the journey of breaking through, or rather running away from this idea of being average. We are trying to say that average is boring, and I want to say thanks to, I actually got an email from a developer from this app called the Wisdom app. It's not yet available in my country, but it's an amazing app. I went and did a little bit of research about it, kind of find out that my podcast has been listed on that, and as part of the description of the episode, you can see that I said from okay agoraphobia or agoraphobia to thank you USA, because I did realize that when I was starting this podcast, you know, I had to migrate from a different hosting platform. I won't say the name, of course. I had to move from a different hosting platform. Not that it was doing some bad work, but I felt like I needed a more hands-on and a more friendly type of hosting platform that is going to give me more interface and more user-friendly tabs, so that I can do this posting and, you know, a lot of hands-on work in a more environmentally friendly app. And that's why I really moved, and that affected some of my listing, because I was listed on almost all the platforms, but when I moved to the new hosting platforms, I found out that some of my listings were not available. So I had 100% view listenership from Kenya, but when I started, you know, throwing out some more episodes, I got some listeners from the United States, and right now I'm proud to say that from 100% in Kenya, we are to 82%, and I have 18% in the United States. It just made me feel so happy, because this is a kid from Africa. I'm proud of my African roots, and having an influence from listeners from all across the globe is something that I really wanted to achieve, and I'm feeling a little bit more inspired to come up with this episode 6. So thank you, USA. Thank you, Alex Long of Wisdom App. Kind of reached out to me, sent me an email, and told me to claim my podcast on the Wisdom app. And whether I did not realize that, it helped me market my fan base in the United States. And that's really happy, you know, looking at the margin growth. At first, I was having only 2% from the United States, and a week later, I could see the margin just growing drastically to 18%, and that was just amazing, and I felt so nice, you know. I want to thank you all for always tuning in, and what I want to say is, I hope you guys are having a belief in life, you know. I was suffering from agoraphobia, which was more of a mental disorder. Seemingly, I'm human, and I just want to say this. Do not be average, honestly. You know, I was listening to Tracy Chapman's song, Fastka, before I started recording this podcast, and I loved a certain line where she says, "Me, myself, I got nothing to lose." And that should be your mentality. You yourself, you have nothing to lose. Because when I started making this podcast, it was based on talking to myself, literally. And I was talking to myself basing on my current situation. And basically, the podcast was meant for me to talk to myself. And I know I sound selfish at that moment, but hey, I love helping people. And that's why I believed that most of you could be in the same situation rather as me. So on my battles, hopefully I prayed that what I can say on this podcast will help you resonate to me, and that is what I've been doing. Now I know I'm supposed to be the guru here, you know, everybody has been telling me recently that I have this cool amazing voice likened to the famous R&B star Barry White. I've been trying to listen to some of his songs, and I really find him amazing. I love his voice. He's an amazing voice. I just can't wait to explore more of his songs. So I am the Barry White of the podcast. I'm the voice behind the podcast. But you should also remember that I'm also human, and that just goes a long way to show you that I could be a mess sometimes. You know, I have these times when I just feel like, oh, life is having hard time on me. You know, I have this negative side sometimes. I find myself complaining about some things that I'm not interested in, and that just goes a long way to show you that I am human. The only turning point about me, and I think this is what would set me apart from most of the other people, is that I know when to snap out of it, and I usually take that as one of my greatest achievements. You know, once you can really look back and say that, you know, what I'm going through, I just have to let go. And it is at that point where I need to change my ways and, you know, come up with a solution. And that is when the resilience happened. And that right there is resilience. Now, part of my resilience ideas is, and I quote a famous YouTuber called Dre Drexler. He says, when you follow someone on social media, you are choosing your future thoughts. You know, I find this very practical and realistic because I follow a number of people on social media. That's on Instagram mostly, and YouTube to be very precise. I love YouTube. I feel like if I was to be listed amongst my addictions, I love YouTube. I love this channel called Far From Weak. It's an amazing one. Again, it's a no face YouTube page. It's amazing. I listen to Dre Drexler, amazing guy. He has helped me in this resilience journey. I also listen to and watch Jose Zuniga, an amazing fashion icon. And basically, I can say he's doing great in terms of marketing and being this type of an ideal person and a gentleman. I've also had an idea of Daniel Simons. I have literally watched this guy coming from, you know, his apartment when he was just giving a review of some shops, online shops where you could thrift some cheap outfits, to him now having his own fashion brand, and he's actually selling some nice, amazing things. Now, I know it might sound as if the whole thing is sponsored and paid. No, it's not a sponsored or paid ad. I am just giving out my personal opinion. I mean, I've been looking at this man for quite some time, and I feel like they've impacted me in my choice of style, habits, and my daily routine. I love working with routine. I've also had an opportunity to interact with this Instagram page fitness by someone called Adam Bank. He's an amazing person. I feel like I have also watched his growth ever since like 2018, when he was just a young boy starting out, and right now he's all jacked. And that just goes a long way to show me that progress is something that starts gradually and with constant belief, and that discipline, you just go a long way to unlocking and unleashing that beast inside you to becoming a better person. Now, a lot of these online gurus and online entrepreneurs, or you name them what you want to, go ahead and mislead a whole generation by telling people some things that are not practical. You know, they're trying to redefine the society norms, which is okay. I mean, we are living in a society where women are empowered, and I feel like men need to be educated on how to exist in a world where women are empowered, so that they might not lean so much on the misogynic part or try to bring women as feminists, because that in its own is homophobic. I feel like I've gone a long way to feel so inspired with the people that I follow, and I also tell you the same, be very cautious when you are following these celebrities and famous people online, because not everyone who's famous and well known and well celebrated tells the truth. And at the same time, I feel like you are your own self-motivator, so go ahead and set standards for what you want, and thrive in those standards, thrive in them, and be this person that, you know, you cannot just be dictated by the rules and the society demands, but rather you've set some standards that are your systems of belief. You know, opportunity is one thing that is really amazing, and opportunity is not really chased, rather it presents itself to people who present themselves. And I want to tell you today, make sure you're presenting yourself to more opportunities, because you won't just sit in your couch, inside your crib, you know, in your room waiting for opportunities to hit you. You know, you need to go out there and showcase yourself, put yourself on the media, put yourself on that field or that environment where you want to get the opportunities. And that is how I feel you will get more exposed to the opportunity presenting itself to you, because you have done diligence by presenting yourself out to the opportunity. At the same time, in my journey towards resilience, I found myself reading the Bible so much, and I would like to quote 3 verses. I don't know if I remember the third one, but at least I had to note down 2. And my most famous one is Job chapter 8 verse 7. It speaks of, you know, growth from humble beginnings to immense growth in terms of later on. Now, I know it might sound a little bit creepy because I've never quoted the Bible in most of my subsequent episodes, and some of you were really questioning my religion and my religious background. Yes, for a moment I can literally say I'm more of an omnist, but I'm a Christian by faith. I was born in a Christian home, and I believe that God has given me everything that I have achieved in this world. He has been my sole provider. And give your life to Jesus, give your life to God, bros out there. I just want to tell you that it's an amazing journey, and you will find spiritual fulfillment on your way to giving out to God. And, you know, reading the scripture and finding its revelation into your life, and that's an amazing journey. So I've quoted the Job, that's chapter 8 verse 7. It's an amazing verse, you can go out and read it. I'll just put more of a link on the description where you can just go directly to this verse. I also love the book of Psalms 139 verse 16, and this is a book that clearly says that everything in life is written. Now, I feel like by saying that, I'm moving drastically from an omnist to a nihilist perspective, but that's not the case. You know, life in its own is an amazing thing, it's a gift. You know, waking up to every day you've been given life. Life has been written. Now it's up to you to be positive and present yourself to this life, because life is a gift. You wake up and you get a gift, and that is amazing. Similarly, I just felt like this should not go unmentioned in this episode. You know, resilience is something that has brought happiness and fulfillment in my life. Now, I want to tell you this, and I will tell you this for free. You know, I kind of changed my playlist and I fell in love. I got inspired by this Atlanta-based recording and producing artist called Ethereal. Is it Ethereal or Ethereal? I really don't know, but he is signed under the Awful Records. He's a 27-year-old, and I love his beats and his lyrics, characterized by meaningful moans and some lazy-ish type of rap. I feel like that is just another wavy sound that we are yet to experience, and we could work on that. You know, I'm a creative person by nature, and I feel like creativity is in itself a proof of life. You know, when you can create something, give life to something that has not been there, goes a long way to show how you are continuing with your work of your brain being active. Now, I love most of his collabs where he only stuck to a few low-key names, underground artists like Alexandria, the likes of Faye Webster and Archibald Slim, all from Awful Records. Now, does this guy really hate money? He must, you know. Does he hate money? Because I feel like he has only limited all of his features to the few artists, and of course Playboi Carti, who's now an international act, but I've not been seeing them producing some projects later. But he did tease out that we're going to receive an Opium. Now, in my next episode, I might go and dwell to you and tell you much about the music and how it has inspired my resilience part. But for this episode, I was just literally trying to talk to you and give you an insight of how this journey has been and what I have managed to write down in order to give up to your ears. Same time, I did not want this episode to be so long, because I felt like, you know, the attention span of most people ranges between 10 to 20 minutes. I was trying to be very subtle and official in terms of my approach. Now, there is this something that I really wanted to mention, and it's, let's get back to the Bible, let's get back to the Holy Book. Once again, I will be trying so hard to be quoting some of my elements from the Bible and not just mere say, because we all have what we subscribe to in terms of our religion. And I feel like, me personally, Christianity being a guideline or a set of religion has really helped me to find resilience on my own, because I would go to church and read a lot of these verses when I was in my free time. And which basically made me come up with this phrase, or is it a sentence? It says, focus on character and not reputation. And now I will say that again, focus on character and not reputation. Did you get that? I just said, focus on character and not reputation. You know, character and reputation, if you look at them, they almost want to sound the same, but these are two different things. Now let's go back to the Bible in the book of Matthew, where Jesus is choosing to associate himself with the tax collectors vis-a-vis the Pharisees, who are also called the teachers of the law. Now, these Pharisees were so considerate about their outward appearance. You know, they really wanted to be greeted with respect at the market areas. They wanted to occupy the front seats when there was a national, or rather a religious event. And this just made them feel like their reputation was very much important, that they forgot to fix their inner character. You know, reputation, you can pretend to be a good person on the outside. Everyone looks at you and sees you're decently dressed. You're this type of a person. Now, freeing ourselves in this podcast, we are not freeing our reputation, but we are trying to unlock a character. Now, this character is something that has been hidden inside you. You know, reputation is something that will make your peers, will make your group, your social group, feel like they like you for who you are. But we do not essentially want to create this facade or an archetype of a person that we are not. So we are not giving up our character just for reputation. Rather, we do not mind about the reputation. We want to fix our character to find personal and inward fulfillment, because that in its own will be freeing yourself. Now, these Pharisees were quite obnoxious and, you know, unorthodox. And I felt like Jesus Christ just picked the ordinary people in the Bible to continue with God's work. me and you right now, I feel like we have been ordinary people. So if perhaps you've been listening to this podcast from the start and you feel like you have not yet gotten a mile ahead into being that 1% of a person that is on his way to unlocking himself, do not feel as if life is over. I mean, God uses the ordinary people in the society just to perform his work and to take it further. I'm not telling you to settle for being average. We are not doing that, but we are trying to tell ourselves that we will be true to our character and forget about the reputation, because we focus so much on how people are going to view us, and in our characters, we are not happy with who we are becoming. That is not being free. And here today, in my comeback episode for resilience, I would like to tell you this. Focus on your character and not your reputation. This is A Kid From Africa. My name is Danton, Mr. Macau. I will post a link to my Instagram page and all the music that I've used as my background music. Amazing stuff. You should go check it out. Remember, this is not a paid or a sponsorship deal, but I feel like it's good to promote some good work that has been done by individuals who are creative. Stay blessed, stay peaceful, and as always, average is boring. Free yourself.